So Lagnesh and the ninth gives fortune, because ninth is also good fortune, Bhagyasthana. Then after that, popular is popular because of Agni Trikon. Agni Trikon is fifth house from the Graha, becomes full of knowledge. We have complete knowledge of the fifth from it. Therefore, it gives you good fortune, I mean good reputation. Lagnesh will always do good from Lagna. So that is nice. So an important principle is being taught by Parashar over here, that all these grahas have light. All grahas have light, and since all grahas have light, they have got Agni. So all grahas are going to behave on the same basis of the principles that have been taught for the Lagnesh. Okay? So when Lagna Lord is in 8th house, we learn some principles. So other planets also in the 8th house will behave like that. Lagna Lord in the 9th house, we have learned certain things. Other planets in the 9th house will also behave like that. So for example, if you have Saturn in the 9th house, what kind of reputation it will give you? Bad reputation, unpopularity with the public. Right? If you have Mangal in the 9th house, what it will give you? It will give you good reputation, bad reputation. Fighting reputation. Aggressive reputation. But it is not really easily called a negative reputation. But there could be some amount of Chandra afflictions. Family may not like it very much. Women may not like that reputation very much. You got to be careful with malefics in the 9th house. Because if Mercury is in the 9th house, what sort of reputation it will try to give you? Wealthy reputation. Rajas. Venus in the 9th. Very good looking reputation, very lucky reputation, very fortunate reputation, lucky after marriage. If Mercury is on the 9th, he will be lucky after he starts working. He will be lucky from the boss. Venus in the 9th, lucky after marriage. Take it 100% sure. Venus in the 9th house, from the day he gets married, his luck will start shining. Saturn in the 9th, nobody favors you, you have to be self-made. Self-made person. Mars in the 9th house, you are supported by some brothers and colleagues. Mars is brothers. So brothers and colleagues may help you. Moon in the 9th house, blessings of mother will take you a long way. Sun in the 9th, father's blessings are very, very good. Jupiter in the 9th, extremely fortunate person because of the grace of the Guru and Shiva. Extremely fortunate.
Rahu.
Huh? Rahu. Rahu, I told Rahu, what is that to talk? Rahu in the 9th, he will be cheated, stabbed by his own people. The ones whom he trusted the most were let him down. Basically, simple done. Wrong, misplaced faith. You are having faith in the wrong things. And therefore, your downfall is certain. Downfall is sure to happen. They are basically simple people. Rahu is alive. Only the faith is wrong. They are having wrong faith. And that is what is causing the downfall. That is what is causing the problem. Which Lagna has this problem? Mithuna Lagna. Why? Rahu is the natural lord of 9th house. And subsequently it will give you a fearful, what is called Bhayankara reputation. People will get scared of you during Rahu Dasha. Many, many people will be scared of you. The more powerful this Rahu is in the 9th house, the more people will get scared of you. It is not a good reputation to have. Why should people be scared of you? Are you a devil or something like that? It's not a good reputation to have. You should have good reputation. People should not be scared of you. Try to understand how the 9th... Ninth house, therefore, is called world view. Ninth house is called world view. How you view the world and how the world is going to view you. So now, see the other extreme, Ketu. Sadhu, sadhu image. Sadhu kind of image. Beggar kind of image. Hey, he has nothing here. He's a sadhu. If anything you give him, he will say no. See that? Rahu is bhogi, Ketu is tyagi. Yogi, tyagi. Yogi is Shani. Yogi is Shani, the hard worker. Saturn or Mars in the ninth house can give you the reputation of being a very good fighter. Particularly Saturn in the ninth is found in the horoscopes of powerful generals of the army. Because it gives you the persistence. You cannot say die. You will not give up. You cannot be defeated. So what is the reputation you have? Bulldog. This person is a bulldog. For lawyer, this is fantastic. Shani associated with the ninth house is very good. Shani is very, very good. Dharma bhava. Because that is your dharma bhava. What is your dharma? What is your nature? Saturn in the ninth, you are like a bulldog. You don't give up. Mars in the ninth, you are a kung fu fighter. Which means that you have the ability to strike hard and strike fast. And tremendous courage. My question is, why can't we have benefits in the ninth? Why do you need benefits in the ninth? Kind of reputation. So now you agree that ninth house is having a profound impact on the reputation because of this fifth house impact of all planets. Devotee of Shri Vishnu. Why? Why is the person a devotee of Vishnu? Very important principle we are going to learn now. The Lagna Lord shows what you are. Which Devata is inside you? When the Lagna Lord is in the ninth house, the Devata's energy inside you is that of Lakshmi. Because 5 and 9 are Lakshmi Sthanas, particularly. So when Lagna Lord is in the ninth house, particularly ninth house, the energy inside you is that of Lakshmi. You are like Lakshmi by nature. Chanchala, quick to react, quickly you will go away, quickly you will come off. You have many friends, you are always doing things that you like, you don't care, you are not afraid. Chanchala. And the Devata you will like the most naturally will be? So the Devata you like is not dependent on other factors, it depends upon your own nature. This concept is taught in the Bhagavad Gita by Shri Krishna. That a person's worship is dependent upon the nature of the person. Okay? So depending upon the house placement of planets, we can see an impact on the nature. Of course, the planet itself will have an impact, but the house placement is important. When Lagna Lord is in 7th house, what is your nature? Hara. Like that of Hara. So who will you like?
Shiva. Shiva.
Devi.
So you think like that. Step number one, try to learn what is the nature of the person. Lagna Lord in Lagna, he is like Surya. First try to find out what is the nature of the person. At this stage, you try to find out what is the nature. What is the nature of this person? Lagna Lord in Lagna, Surya. Like that. Once you know the nature of the person, then only you can say whom he likes. If you cannot see the nature, how can you say whom he likes? So study that. The person is very skillful. Where does skill come from? I thought third house is where he's going to be the problem. Lagna Lord in ninth, where is the problem?
The problem is the third house.
So then how is the skill coming from there? So what sort of skill is being talked about over here? Making friends good.
That is cold. His
death house is in the sixth
house.
The focus is in the sixth house. The focus is in the sixth house. So the scale is coming because they keep trying and trying and trying. Where is the focus? See, use the same principles. Why are you changing the principles? Where is the focus? Focus is in the tenth from the ninth. No? We learned that yesterday. Where is the focus? Wherever the focus is, that is bound to help you. So these people are very good at doing. They quickly they learn how to do something. Sixth is learning how to serve or how to do something. How does somebody get a service? You get a service only when you know how to serve. Say you want a job in an engineering company. So you should know how, you should know the skills of engineering. If you don't have any engineering skills, how will you get a job in engineering skills? So does the sixth house not show skills? It does show. If you don't have the skills that are in the sixth house, how will you get a job in the sixth house? Jobs are totally based upon skill sets. Third house skills are not very conducive for jobs, they are for consultants. Third house skill is for consultancy. Sixth house skill is for job. Do you see the difference? Third house skill, consultancy. Sixth house skill, for job. So this is sixth house skill. Eloquent in speech. How is the person eloquent in speech?
In sixth house.
See, the problem out here is the is which house? Speech is the problem. Because it is sixth from the ninth.
Yes.
From the ninth, the sixth house is second house. So speech is the problem. So what is the problem in the speech? Let us see what is it. Let us see the exact Sanskrit word. Patur Vagmi. Patur Vagmi means very, very, huh?
It's bomb speech. Patur.
What Patutan is
Shrewd speech?
Shrewd speech.
Manipulative speech. That means there is shadriku when speech is concerned. Your speech is not very very truthful kind of speech. The translation is wrong. Eloquent in speech is a wrong translation. It is not eloquent really. It is what they call a demagogue. Have you heard the word a demagogue?
Yeah.
Write the word demagogue and you'll understand. The example given about demagogue is about Mark Antony. Mark Antony on the death of Julius Caesar. When Julius Caesar was killed, the entire Senate had ganged up and murdered Julius Caesar. Mark Antony requested permission that I want to say a speech for the fallen. He made a speech. And what happened by the end of the speech is the whole crowd went mad and they destroyed the Senate and the senators. So you see the power of the speech. Demagogue. He would say a statement which is not against the Senate. So initially the senators were standing there listening to him. Is he going to incite the crowd? So very cleverly he kept on saying, and he twisted the whole thing. That is Ragnesha in ninth house. Demagogue. The sixth house is Shadripu. You are not using the speech rightfully. You are misusing the speech. Because sixth house is your weakness. It is your misuse. If Lagna Lord is in Lagna, what are you misusing? The sixth bhava, your service. Or whatever skill set is indicated over there. Second house, seventh house is the misuse. It's your flaw. We learned that yesterday? The sixth from the Lagna Lord. So here it is not that they don't have speech. The way they use the speech is not correct. So when they worship Vishnu, they will prevent the misuse of the speech. Blessed with spouse. Why is the person blessed with spouse? 11th from the Lagna Lord is?
7th house.
What you will always gain is an 11th from Lagnesh. When Lagna Lord is in 2nd, what are you blessed with? sleep. What is that?
Good sleep.
Good gati.
Gati.
Good life path.
Yes.
Good wife. Very good wife. Very good wife. Loving the Lord. And third, what are you blessed with? Good health. That's a blessing. 11th is always what you will gain. From Agni, the 11th is very good. Lagna Lord is Lagna. You will have very good friends, very solid friends. Or maybe you are blessed with a good brother, elder brother or sister. Blessed with sons. Why? Correct. Very correct. Why about wealth? How are you blessed with wealth? So the 10th house is second from 9th. So did you get the point out here? Parashara is using the 10th house as the controlling bhava for wealth. Parashara is using 10th house as the controlling bhava for wealth. If the 10th house doesn't support, you will not have wealth. Wealth has, your wealth refers to your securities. Lagnesha is the 10th bhava. Native will be endowed with paternal happiness. Why is he endowed with paternal happiness? The two cups. Where are the two cups? The two cups are in 9,000. So how is he endowed with paternal happiness?
The base of happiness is the exaltation for the natural karaka of father.
Base of?
The fourth house from 10, that is 8, would be the exaltation of the natural karaka of father.
Good logic. Very good logic. So, Lagnesha and the fourth means they are endowed with servants. Blessed with servants. By the same logic?
You would have a paraphernalia of servants too with the happy.
Anybody with Lagnesha and fourth? How many servants do you have?
One.
One? Paraphernalia. How many do you have?
One. I have none.
None. You should look at my horoscope. From the day I was born, I have been endowed with servants. And I will be endowed till I die. That's my blessing.
So, how come it didn't work? Guruji, can I try? Fourth from ninth is 12, which is coming to happiness of father. And if I didn't see over here.
One sec. Paternal happiness is not happiness of father. Okay. Happiness from father. That is a mistake he made.
So, 9,000
is not. I was trying to catch him with the mistake he made. He paternal happiness he saw as happiness of father, which is wrong. It is happiness from father. So who is making the sacrifice for you? Ninth house is 12th from Lagnesha. Father will make sacrifice for you. It is the two cups, no?
Yeah.
From second you will get, and the one who is 12th will give for you. Will sacrifice for you. Who is making sacrifice?
Father.
Number one. Number two, very important principle of Parashara. Divide the zodiac into two halves. Divide the zodiac into two halves. From Lagna to the sixth is mother's side and 7 to 12 is father's side. From Lagna to six is mother's side and 7 to 12 is father's side. So you are always in your mother's side. You are always the cub of your mother, no matter what you do. Wife needs approval from father. Remember that. The spouse must be blessed by father. Otherwise, You understand how it is working? No matter who the person is, you, Lagna, is always on the side of mother. Spouse, seventh house, is on the side of father. So, the Kendra from which you are working with mother is Lagna and 4. The Kendra from which spouse and father are working is 7 and 10. Therefore, the 10th house is a very important house for the Pitrisaukhya, happiness of father. Now, remember the rule over here. Malefics in the 10th house is bad for father. Benefits in the 10th house is very good for father. So, Lagna Lord is assumed to be a benefic. Lagna Lord is assumed to be a benefic. Therefore, when Lagna Lord is in 10th house, you will have great sukha from father. Which are the two Lagnas which are naturally blessed with this? Virgo Lagna and Pisces Lagna. Because the Lagna and 10th Lord have the same planet. So, Virgo Lagna and Pisces Lagna are blessed with father. For Sukha from mother, what do you need? Benefits in the 6th and 12th. Have you forgotten? So, which two Lagnas are blessed? Taurus Lagna and Scorpio Lagna. Because the Lagna Lord is also the 6th Lord. So, Taurus Lagna and Scorpio Lagna is blessed by mother. What about Aquarius Lagna? It's also the 12th Lord, no? Saturn? Another blessing. What about Leo Lagna? Lagna and 12th are the luminaries. Similar. Light. So can I say all the fixed Lagnas are blessed by the mother? Can I say that? Stira Lagna is blessed by mother. Generally. So you got the principles which houses you have to see. If you are having benefits in 6th house and 12th house means long association with mother, blessings of mother, happy sleep. Blessings in 4th and 10th? Benefits in 4 and 10th? Father, long association with father, blessing of father. Here Lagna Lord is a benefic. Considered a benefic. Okay. So when Lagna Lord, let us say, is Saturn and is exalted in the 10th house, shall I say it is blessing of father? Okay. Why it is like a big
one? But we will not consider that it is exalted.
Because it is exalted, but if it is not exalted, then let us say for Kumbha Lagna?
So sitting.
Huh?
Lagna is because of.
See, it is not.
Self-benefit.
So, you can't see your own chart. Huh?
No, I'm saying, but as you said, Lagna Lord, we will consider itself by itself as a benefit, irrespective of whether it's.
Exactly! It is a first aid benefit. It is carrying the Agni.
Yes.
The carrier of Agni cannot be treated as a benefit. You have to treat the Lagnesha as a benefit. So when the Lagna Lord goes to the 10th house and it is exalted for Capricorn, it shows a big blessing coming from father. But because it is a natural malefic, there will be a little bit of thrashing. Because you have to be taught properly, so father could end up being a bit strict with you. Was father strict with you?
Yes. And persistent also.
Yes, discipline.
Persistently strict.
My father, I also have Lagna Ish in 10th.
Yeah.
I have Ketu as my Lagna Lord exalted in 10th house.
Okay.
My father was not at all persistent because it was Ketu.
Yeah.
It was unpredictable.
Unpredictable, yeah.
So, but then when it was strict, it was...
Very strict?
Yeah. For example, when the astrologer said that I have got two distinct in my head, you know, bodies, you know, bodies? That serpent, what do you call walls, right? So they saw that and said, "Arey, he will drown in water." So father got, so mom first panicked, he's going to drown in water. And then, it always has to be mom. Father is always reactive, he's never natural. So dad, it was built up. So then how he said, "You cannot drown in water, you are my son." What a logic. Well, Yama is going to check that he's your son, so you can't fall in water. No, because he got some gold medal for Rajasthan, this thing, for some 72 hours in water and all that thing. He could sit in Padmasana and sleep. Okay. On the water, he could sleep on Padmasana. I can't sleep on water in Padmasana. Okay, you don't know. So what did he do? He used to have the pond behind our pokri. So we go over there, 1, 2, 3, Sanjay thrown right in the center. Come, you're not wrong. Come. I taught you. Hit the handle there. By the evening, you know swimming. See, Lagnesh in the 10th, Ketu. So I wanted to learn yoga. He said, "Yes, that is good. Guru Brahmin should know yoga." 4 o'clock sharp. Every day without fail. That's it. Perfect. Try to understand the nature of the planet cannot change. But it is exalted. The ideal should be the highest. But he will use his nature. That is what you will face. But in the process, it will be the discipline which will serve you well in life. So can we say that Ketu rules army, right? So he inculcated an army kind of discipline. So guess what? My brothers would joke, "Hey, Ketu." So that was. Now you see how it works? Lagnesh is the 10th.
Good.
What happens if Lagnesh is the 10th is Mars? Similar like Ketu. It's an army kind of discipline that will be inculcated in you. You are going to have royal honor. Why? Which are the two royal houses? First house and fifth house of zodiac. Among these two, where do the royalty live? Fifth house. So from the 10th house, what is fifth house? The little ladder, have you forgotten the ladder?
Yes. Rejuvenation.
Your rejuvenation is happening because of the help from royalty. So royalty will always stand by you. What is royalty? People who come from good families, have a good background, have a feudal landlords. The mark of a royalty is land. If they don't have land, how are they royalty? So basically, nowadays, whether nowadays or even in old times, you are a king if you have land and property. You don't have property, how the hell are you a king? So big families will support you, big people will support you. So if you have to become a lawyer, what sort of a lawyer you should be? HNI lawyer. High net worth individual lawyer. You should only cater to that category. So you should ask the person for his balance sheet before you take him.
Second.
It doesn't matter. Eighth. Who is helping you climb the ladder? Eighth from the Lagna Lord will always help you climb the ladder. Remember the ladder I showed. Don't forget the ladder. Doubtlessly has self-earned wealth. Why? Lagna Lord is in 10th house. Again, Parashara is treating the 10th house as the seat of wealth generation. Wealth generation starts in the 10th house. Parashara is very particular of forcing us to focus on the 10th house as the seat of wealth generation. Good. So what is his happiness?
Pain.
What about good health? So when he is happy, he has good health. When he is sad, he loses his health.
Yep.
So the indicator of good health is staying happy. Sing songs, listen to jokes. Stay happy. You stay happy, you will have good health. Doubtlessly has self-earned wealth, should not join government job. No, how? Yes, how? Is it good to be a minister with one alone in 10th house? In India, no. In America, maybe. In Canada, definitely. They are very honest about that.
No comment.
That means, it's all over the globe, Lajna Lajna Tenth, don't become a minister. We are too honest for that. Lagnation, the 11th house. Anybody with Lagnation 11? Alex?
Second Lagnation.
That's Mars.
Mars, the second Lagnation, Ketu,
11th. Always endowed with gains. That is Lagnation 11th, typical. Good qualities of the head. Why does he have good qualities of the head?
Sada
labha samanvita means always endowed or looking for or focused upon getting gains. So for all that, he is very good. He has now come for Parashara Jyotish course, then he will think, now what, how I can go and capitalize on this?
Yes.
That's how his brain will function. Now what is his problem area then? The problem area is 5th house. Children.
Opposite.
From where does he grow? He grows from the 6th house, skill sets. What does he have knowledge of? He has good knowledge of writing. Huh? 3rd house. So you write well, you know how to write. What else do you know? 3rd house.
Fighting.
Huh? Fighting. You have knowledge of fighting, no?
No.
Communication, writing. Yeah. Younger siblings. Do you have younger siblings?
Yes.
You have good knowledge of them?
No.
So you have no idea about your siblings?
Yeah, it's kid because kid is the second word, K2. Endless.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah, you are right. You are right, Mr. Ketu. If Mars had been there, it would be completely different.
Yeah.
He has to have knowledge of MSF, except yeah, Mars was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ketu cuts out Mars. They are in conflict. Okay, good qualities of the head, but since it is Ketu, it's headless, so we can't be sure of that. Receives titles and honor celebrated. PJC title you will get. What else? That's for sure. Okay, why does he get titles and honors? The two cups, 12,000, 10,000. 10,000 honors, and he gets all the honors because of 12. Basically, whatever is in the 12th from the Lagna Lord is sacrificing for you. So he gets the honor because other somebody is willing to make a sacrifice on his behalf. So who is making the sacrifice for you? Boss? A boss? So the boss likes him very much?
Yes.
The boss will always like him. When Lagna Lord is in the 11th house, your boss will always like you. Just as Lagna Lord in the 10th, your father will always like you. Lagna Lord in the 11th, your boss will always like you. Lagna Lord in the 12th, you are the beloved of the Guru. Lagnesh in the 12th, you are the beloved of the Guru. There is nothing better than this for having Guru. Lagna Lord in 12th is good for Guru. 9, 10, 11, remember I said? 9 is father, 10 is boss, 11 is guru. So when Lagna Lord is in the 12th, your guru will go out of the way to do anything for you.
Sacrifice.
Fame due to deeds, karma, 10th house again. You see, the big cup is in the 10th house. The small cup is in 2nd house. The small cup is what you are consuming. The big cup is what you are receiving. Somebody else is sacrificing for you to receive. Many relationships, that is a small cup. Second man, yeah?
And of course the dharma, you know what the dharma is. Lagnashya dharma. You know your dharma.
Linga dharma.
What is Lagnashya dharma?
Okay, Lagnesh in 12th and devoid of benefic association. See, it is very critical that the Lagna Lord in the 12th must be a benefic. The Lagna Lord in 12th must be a benefic. If it is a benefic, it should not be conjoined any other planet. It should stay benefic. Or maybe it can conjoin more benefic. If it is a Lagna Lord in 12th, it's benefic. It must conjoin benefit. Now this is a very critical lesson. It's a very, very critical lesson. It is called the make and break in a horoscope. If Lagna Lord in 12th, let us say, is Jupiter, it is better it is not conjoined anybody. Better. Because there is no planet better than Jupiter. Then your guru will bless you so much you cannot imagine. But if Lagna Lord in the 12th is a malefic, you will get the curse of the Guru. When Lagna Lord in the 12th is a malefic, it is necessary it must conjoin a benefic. It must conjoin a benefic. Then the benefic will convert the malefic into Guru. Why? Then you should use the gemstone of the benefic planet and all those things. The idea is the Lagna Lord should be converted to be a benefic all the time when in the 12th house. Else, you will be bereft of physical felicity. You will spend on unfruitful projects and worthless goods, very irascible temper, and conjunction or drishti of benefics removes these flaws. Remember this. Benefics, conjunction or drishti is required to remove. So let us say, somebody is born in Vrishchik Lagna. Mars is in 12th house. Okay? Normally a person like me will take the horoscope and say, okay, do some mantras. I'm not interested to even know this guy. But if there is a benefic aspect on that Mars, if there is a benefic conjunction on that Mars, yes. He has come to me for guidance to find a way out. You don't understand the point here. Otherwise, why has he come to me? What can I do? Loving a Lord in 12th must have benefic association. But it's a very funny thing, you know. Whenever the Lagna is malefic, the 12th house is normally benefic. So when the Lagna, let us say, is Aries and Lagna Lord is in 12th, it is going to Jupiter's also. So what is the way out? Jupiter. Lagna Lord is Scorpio. Lagna Lord in 12th is? Libra. Venus is the way out. Capricorn, Lagna Lord in 12th, Jupiter again. So either Jupiter or Venus is guiding these people out of their trouble and showing them the right path. But if the Lagna Lord is Aquarius, the rare combination, then the Lagna Lord in the 12th will destroy all his enemies. He will fill the graveyard with corpses, such that there is no space left. Because Lagnesh in the 12th is shining. See, go into the graveyard. Do not come in front of this man. Unless there is a benefic conjoining it, do not. Take one horoscope. Aquarius Lagna. Saturn is in the 12th house. This is not your wife's chart. Aquarius Lagna, Saturn in the 12th house with Venus, and Moon is in 7th house. I was the only astrologer who advised him to wear a diamond. He came to me. Very, very big man. I was very close to him. I told him, please wear a diamond. Please listen to me. Wear a diamond, you will have Rajyoga, I promise you. Nobody can defeat you, your Rajyoga is guaranteed. Wear the diamond. He wore the diamond, he became Cabinet Minister of India. After he became Cabinet Minister, then, you know, typical, some more astrologers who can market very well become very close to him. One of them, special user, Ram, the biggest one, Sanjay is young boy. Okay, Sanjay is young boy. Said your Lagna Lord is shining, Lagna Lord and strength will give fame. So this is giving success to your boss. Ninth Lord is your boss. Ninth Lord is Venus. So if you were a diamond, your boss is becoming strong. Who is the Prime Minister? So your Prime Minister is becoming strong and you are becoming weak. You should make yourself strong and the Prime Minister weak so that you can be the next Prime Minister. So he told him to take out the diamond and wear the blue sapphire. For Saturn. Needless to say, within 1 year of that, the government went. And they went for re-election. Before that, they were wiped out in the election. In the 2004 election. Then after 1 year, I went. Naturally, after Gaddi gaya, Sanjay yaad aayega. So, first thing, the moment I saw him, sir, where is your diamond? Nay, wo, it's not strong, you know, I don't like this Shukra too much. I just laugh. Yes, yeah. I have nothing more to say. What is there for me to say? By the principle of Parashara, you have to make the benefit strong. You don't have an option. Let me make it very, very clear. You don't have an option.
Which planet will be Venus then?
Because 12th is... Yeah, 12th is... But if there is some other planet, Manu, Mangal is with Guru then?
Mangal
Shani is there. Yeah, then you have to see aspects, Drishti. You have to see properly. Don't jump to conclusions easily. See properly. Look for the benefits, strongest benefits. And you have to give a gemstone. Am I being clear? You have to give them the gem. Unless the gem... Even with Pisces, Lagna, with Jupiter in the 12th, the person has to wear the yellow stone. Sometimes what happens, you think that none of the planet is strong. But all the planets may be caught up in the Rahu Ketu axis. Kala Sarpa, Kala Amrita, the planets are all blocked. You got to. Don't overlook factors. If Rahu and Ketu is catching all the planets, they are caught up in the nodal axis. They can't do anything. They are defunct. Samadhi, Lagna Lord in 12th, Jupiter. Right? Pisces Lagna. 5th house Rahu, 11th house Ketu, all the planets caught up. Have to wear the yellow sapphire. Don't talk to me without that. I am very particular. 12th house has to be benefic. Why does 12th house have to be benefic?
It is Gati. It is where you will go after death. If you are going to go to hell, then why are you coming to me? Because then I feel that I have failed. I don't want to feel like a failure. Am I a failure? No.
Why do you make me feel like a failure? 12th house is Gati. The Gati cannot be bad. The person cannot go to hell. Okay? Am I clear? Good. With this, we will take the break. We have finished Lagnesha. And then we will have in keeping.